korbanos, you have the din of mishmaros. By korbanos, you have the din of mishmaros, then you have to give it, that goes
no, no, mishmaros. Yeah, that, no, that's not. Because there is a kohen mishpocha who has a right to expect there. Here you give, no, the kol kohen sheyil said, there's no, why it's not a constant thing. So all chayim is a rarity. When it comes to Truman, Meiser, and so on, you get yourself a clientele, and you have yourself a customer, right? See, the halacha minig is you're supposed to maintain, because the poor kohen, he's counting on this income, right? Remember, ein lo nachla imoch, so you give it to the kohen as a cheskas mishpocha. So how does Rashi say you give it for an amoretz? Tosafot argues with Rashi. Look, I need a rabbeinu Yitzchak. The hocham aile b'leik a koin chover. This is what Hayat Rem shot. If there's a koin chover, you can give it a kol koin to Yitzchak. Can't. Rashi seems to imply afilu l'amoretz seinu mashamu b'taro, which means you could have. You know, your choice of Kohanim, but you like this fellow, you're involved in a Kiruv program, whatever it is, you want to be nice to this fellow. If you give it to this fellow, they say, oh no, you can't. That's only kind of Shas HaTchak, B'deleka Koi Chovel, Iname, or Iko Koi Chovel, Shu Oshir. Ben Erotza Lekabel.
Yeah.
Or ain't, there is no Chogo. Two reasons not to have a Chogo. One, there ain't none. Two, he doesn't want to take. There's no halacha that a Kohen has to take. There's a halacha Yisrael has to give. No halacha Kohen has to take. If he's an Osher, what is his attitude? Why should I take? My investments, right, in real estate, all over Europe, etc. I don't need this for my livelihood. So I'm better give it to a kohanim who need it. Very nice. The end result is you don't have a coin to give it to except a coin amowitz. Right. After the rosa the car bill, right, kivud then goes next. It's a machlokas in Tosfos, but the first teretz doesn't hold the second teretz, right? But Pilo Rosa the Kabel, even in a tzorich, one is case Eina Rosa the Kabel. But if Rosa the Kabel, even though there are aniyim amaratzim, you give it to the kohen, that's you sure kohen chovel that will. Observe it b'taharo. But people rotzel kabel. Okay, now I have a chover rotzel kabel. It's a second tenet. Argue the first tenet. He wants to take, so I have a koyin chover to give it to. But there's a poor fellow who's a koyin amoretz, and he really needs it for tzedakah. You know, if he weren't a koyin, I'd give him money for a tzedakah. Instead of giving money, I'll give him my matnas kohuna. Apilu rosa kabel kibnei tzorich v'zeh amaoros oni v'tzorich shem etzuvim lachoso shem lo yitro lo yitzorich lo tzorich lo chulin. Right? If I don't give him the matnas kohuna, I have to give him tzedakah. So it's to my advantage to give him the matnas kohuna. Why I accomplish the same thing without costing me any money. That I gotta give away anyway. So the second teretz holds that's adequate reason not to give it to a kohen, a chover, even though he's available. So two reasons, three terutzim. When can you give it to a kohen amoretz? Only if ain't kohen acher. Because the Gemara seems to say, you have to give it dafke to a kohen who's zohir, even who's the rabbanon. Therefore, the idea that kohen sheyirtzo should be interpreted to any kohen that you want, right, that's only meaning because there's no kohen chover. Number two, there is a Kohen Chover, right? But if he doesn't want to take, you give it to Kohen Amoritz. Third thing is, even to Kohen Amoritz, that's the biggest kula. To Kohen, Kohen Oshir wants to take. That's how he became an Oshir. He always takes, he doesn't give, but he always takes. That's how he become an Oshir, right? And therefore, you have a Kohen Chover to give it to, but there's a Rachmanis, and it's to my advantage, two things, and it's to my advantage to give it to the Kohen Oni, because otherwise I have a duty to give him tzedakah. And here I accomplish, right, the two mitzvahs simultaneously. I give him tzedakah, and I also fulfill my mitzvah, Matas Kuna, right? Kamash Maran, Yochanit, Alpe Sheinu, Boki, Betumna, Betala. Right? Velo Chashinu, Shema Yochanit, and Meitim also. Avo Chala Sa'oretz, Minya Dereisa Chala, Eni Teres El Koin Chova, Shishmerena, Betala. Vafilu, what does it mean? In Tois Az, Vafilu Leka Ata Koin Chova, meaning, what do I do? There is no Koin Chova. Ella, what? Al yitnenu l'koyin amores, ella yamtin at sheizam alo koyin chover. There's an isu to give it to a koyin chover, not a chover. That's by a deraisa. So Rabbanu made a gzeira, you cannot give to a koyin amores. Now, koyin amores doesn't mean he'll eat it betumo. He's not boki betumo. It gets mixed up with sheni, shlishi, revi, it's all too complicated for him. But it's not a case where he's vaday going to eat a betuma. That's vaday also. That's betame b'yedayim. That's the gzeiro, not giving to a kohen amoritz is only gzeiro shema. Okay. Let's go back to the Gemara. Did you people get a chance to look at the Tosfos before, the big Tosfos? Okay, it's an easy Tosfos, but it's a little bit of a tour through Kochim. I'm waiting for an answer. If you people will do a quick look at it, and then we'll say it. We'll say it in class, otherwise we'll leave it be. Say it in class?
I looked at it.
Huh?
You asked me if you looked at it.
You took a look at it?
What?
You saw the station already?
Yes, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Okay. How about you, Douglas?
We don't look at it this
morning. Just look at it. Just look at it. You can look at it now also. Oh, very good. Okay. Let's go further in the Gemara. Pick up again from Tona Agro Chamud Rababa. And then people we should review for the Odeyas boys, it's review. For the others it's part of the learning. Right, to take a look at the Odeya. Yeah, Pezai and Peches that we covered, just run too quickly. We could do that in a few minutes also. But first let's finish off this piece of Gemara. Tana Agro Chamud Rababa. Agro, the father law of Rababa. Ofu Gavina Necholin Bapikoren. Now here you'll see, you don't have to agree with the way Tosfos Tainas, that line, Of Ugarina, tells you also how it's being eaten. Of first, and then Gavina. There's nothing in that line that makes you slump shot that way. It could be Gavina and then Of. All it says, Ofan Grina, Nechal Bapikorin. They're eaten without any restrictions, hefka, apikoren, freely. Okay? I can learn pshat, it means that if I eat oaf, I don't have to worry about eating gevina if I do minimum. I'm free to eat it. If it's not oaf, it's bosol, there are other restrictions on me. As we'll see. What are they talking about? The issue is, you touched upon it yesterday already, what do you do to clean your mouth? To clear the food from your mouth? Well, if you're dealing with bosol or gvina, what you have to do is wait 6 hours. That's how you clear the stuff from your mouth. If you hold that sheet here, and we'll have all the sheets in a minute, we'll review them. Remember, what are our sheets today that are still extant? There are four sheets. Who can list them off?
6 hours.
Huh?
Six hours. Being suda suda,
right?
Being from benching. There's 6 hours between the time you finish meat. So that's before benching, which is difficult, in my humble opinion, to understand.
Well, what first take the big ones?
Being suda. Yep.
6, 3, 1.
Right.
Okay. 6, 3, 1. Then you have the little ones. 5.5, 5.2, 5.1, 5.9. We'll see. Also, with good Bali Tosha supporting it a bit.
Does anyone hold by Rashi today? Anyone hold by Rashi today still?
The what?
By Rashi's Shita?
The what?
Right away. Oh, at Tosfos.
All right. Okay. La halacha, no, no shita. La halacha, meaning right away now. I mean, la halacha lemaisa. I don't have any. I'm talking about extant shita. I know people, right? We have a mishpocha from my daughter-in-law's mishpocha came from Holland, right? He's a farfum to people, and they waited out. Okay, yeah, that's still Holland. Yekis most wait 3 hours. Huh?
Interesting by the Yekis.
Yeah.
That the Balabatim, they teach them to wait 3 hours. But they won't give them before they give smicha, which they don't, I heard they don't do so much anymore,
yeah.
But then they say you must wait 6 hours.
Say that again?
That by the Balabatim it's 3 hours,
yeah.
By the Rebbeim it's 6 hours. By Breuers.
Yeah, but I mean those who not Rebbeim. The Rebbeim or the Gitzmich, you see?
The one.
The Mismoch, when it gives. When
they
give Smicha,
they require them to keep 6 hours.
They require them.
So what I heard from someone in the community.
That's very, very, that's an unusual sheet. That one I didn't
it might
hear.
Be only here.
That we didn't hear yet. Okay? That for Smicha, you have to pay. That's not a bad idea. Since more Rabbanim, since they don't do any exercise, they get overweight, right? It's better they should wait at least 6 hours between meals. It's a good idea. Yeah.
They want to chop down on the amount of smichas they give out. They want to chop down on the amount of smichas they give out.
Yeah.
They don't want to give out as much smicha anymore.
Could be. If you have to wait 6 hours, I don't want smicha. Yeah. Maybe to a higher price to pay for smicha. Yeah. But it's all kinds of smicha. Yeah. Okay. Alright, let's see. What is the expression, right? That they nacholim bafikolan, meaning you're free of something. You have reduced obligation. What is it? Hu tonala vu omola. Right? Agro explained what he meant. Afikolan below netila shadayim and below kinua chaper. That since you're dealing with oaf, you don't have to worry about it's another another gzeira, so like also like gzeira gzeira, right? It's enough that oaf is only the rabbanon. You have to worry about maybe you'll have food in your some particles of oaf of chicken left in your mouth, right, or between your teeth, and by boso you have to worry about it, by oaf not. Rav Yitzchak Berei, the Rav Masharshi, Iklo Lebei Rav Ashi, please pay careful attention here. Watch when he's all these incidents, mices, you got to catch it accurately. Aisele Gevina Ochal. Aisele Bisro Ochal. So we're learning Pshat. They first had a Kiddush and served cheesecake at the Kiddush. He ate cheesecake, right? Then he sat down to a meal, right? Then he brought, what did they bring him? Boso, not to say the boso loaf. They brought boso, right? Velo Moshe Yodai, right? Amalei. So they said to him, Boso Ouf is Nechal Bafi Kohen. Ho Tana Ago Chamuad Rabba Abba said, Ouf Gvina Nechal Bafi Kohen. Ouf Gvina in, Boso Gvina low. How did you allow yourself, right, the cooler that Ago mentions by chicken and Gvina, and you ate meat, not chicken? Amalahu Hana Mila Balaila. Only at night you have to worry about, maybe there'll be particles of food on your hand, right? Avo be your mama ho chazina. Okay. Give me a nice chat here. How do you learn a nice chat here? What was Rav Ashi's opinion, la halacha here? How do you, from his actions, how do you interpret what his halachic opinion would be? Yeah.
He said hadacha is only gather, because we're choshesh that you might have something on your hand.
Of course, yeah, but more important, right? Obviously, the point I want to make, obviously, he's worried about something external. That doesn't answer what's in my mouth. Nighttime, daytime differs on how he gets stuck in the mouth. So you see, he was worried about only, yes, I'm eating cheesecake, and I got butter fat on my fingers, right? And then I reach out, they didn't use forks in those days, right? You see in Halacha, later on in Halacha Tila Shadayim, that if you eat with a fork, you don't have to worry about washing your hands after that. The Mai Machod. They ate with their fingers, I understand, sure. But he rejected what we'll soon be discussing, Beishamai Beisilol, he rejected the idea that I have to worry about what's in my mouth. Okay. And the simple way to learn Pshat is, based upon what we learned before already, that what's in the mouth, might be out of question. Once it's in the mouth, does it lose its Shem Ochel or not? At what point does it lose Shem Ochel? Before you swallow it, sure, lost Shem Ochel. What about Bein HaShinayim? Also not. So therefore, fine. That there is no, may not even be a niso of real Bosa B'Cholov, meaning real Bosa, real Cholov. We're all dealing with the Rabbonans anyway, right? As the Gemara said, V'Hol Korir, with the mitzona and mitzona. We're not eating cooking together. Right? Therefore, eating with the rabbonans. Midaraisa is perfectly fine to eat it together. Therefore, what's in the mouth, either get a real lomdus, argue on Shem Ochel, or just say, plain and simply, the gzera didn't extend to what's in the mouth because it imposes too big a burden on the people. What's on the outside, I understand. It's enough of a gedder, enough of a syog. Don't worry about what's in the mouth also. Now let me back off of what that shot and argue a little differently. All it said was Lo Moshe Yodei, he didn't wash his hands. Because he held, I look at my hands, they're clean. What about what's in the mouth? Maybe he did, doesn't speak about it. You can argue that way. I don't like that shot. Why? The Gemara should have mentioned it. That's the inyo we're talking about. But you're playing games with us. You hold back information, you don't know yes or no. So the assumption is, no, he didn't worry about the mouth. It was only about the external ears. That's how he interpreted the Gzeira the Rabbana. Yes, you want to say something?
No, an argument doesn't really work. He said if Kinoch HaPes would pass, he would have to wash his hands. But he may have washed his hands already before the Kvinah, so it doesn't hold up.
If he didn't have pass, what do you mean?
If the Kinoch HaPes would pass,
yes.
Then if you say he didn't wash his hands at all,
right.
Then he didn't eat any pass. But so he didn't have Kinoch HaPes,
No.
But that doesn't hold up because he could have washed before.
Bad deal. He washed his hands at the beginning of the meal.
Yeah,
okay. We don't usually wash our hands for dessert. Okay. That's I'm sorry. I said something that's not accurate. I said Rav Ashi. It's not Rav Ashi. It's Rav Yitzchok. Rav Yitzchok is the one. They came to the house of Rav Ashi. Okay. It's Rav Yitzchok. It was Rav Yitzchok who did. Okay. Okay. Let's stop over here and pick up the tasters right on the spot. Ofo Gavina in Boso Gavina Lo. That was a question. Rav Yitzchok, why are you makel not washing your hands? The whole heter we have is based upon Agro, and Agro said his halacha that Of is Bafikoren. He didn't say that Boso is Bafikoren. The Boso, you have to be careful, you have to wash your hands first. Right? Tema. Hecha poruch migvina acha boso, a boso acha gvina. Rav Yitzchok, gvina vacha acha boso ochal. Velo domi. It's not the same, it almost stumbled. What's the kasha? Meat. You ate meat, right? Then he told me you cannot eat gvina unless you do something. Whatever it is, wash your hands, clean your mouth, etc. So fine, because you're dealing with boso. When you're dealing with Gvina, the case of Rabbi Yitzchok was Eisel Gvina Ochal Eisel Bissel V'Ochal. Yeah. Why did you start up with him? The case of Agra is talking about he ate Ov and then Bos and then Cholov. So the kasha is only by oath. He said that you're free from wearing any other chumras. What do you want from poor Rabbi Yitzchok? He wasn't involved in the case of Ago. The case of Ago is we ate oaf and then milchix. So he said, oh, remember, it's only oaf and then milchix. Says, don't worry about it. You're free. You can be relieved of some obligation. But if it were really boso, we wouldn't believe the obligation. So you have to kasha on Rabbi Yitzchok. Rabbi Yitzchok went ahead and ate milchix and then fleshix and then boso. So why did you violated Agra's teaching? Why? Is that the same case? Agra was talking about the fleshike component first, and then milchix. He ate milchix first, and then fleshix. All you have to tell me is, we don't worry about milchix and then fleshix. What bothers me here is that Tosha calls that a temo. Remember, Tosis gives you a warning. Watch, I'm going to cover you with a good kasha. Temo is a difficult kasha. It doesn't seem to be such a difficult kasha. Why? Because we're talking about Moshe Yodei. The issue here, all he was talking about, right, he didn't wash his hands. Right? I don't know whether butter fat sticks less or more than chicken fat or beef fat. There you're worried about there shouldn't be in the next thing you're eating a mixture of basar and cholov, whether oaf or basar or behemoth. That makes no difference. Since as an Issel, you shouldn't do it, then you can't have the fat on your hands wherever and switch to the other side without washing your hands. So what's Tosfos is objecting? Why did you start up Rabbi Yitzchok? He's talking about eating the milchik second, not first. So what if you eat the milchik second? It makes no difference with bosa b'chola when I make bosa b'chola b'chola b'bosa. Yesh lomar, the Tosha answers the hachi porich. Reise of Agro Mashma Of Ugvino and Echolin Bapikolin. Free. What? Belin, Etila, Shadayim, Beli, Ubelo, Kinu, Chaper. Abo Shaboso, Boy, Etila, Vikinu, Chaper. Hechadomi, Iboso, Trila, Afilo, Binetila, Vikinu, Chosagi, Atsuda, Achito. Not fair of Tosha to do that. What Tosha is doing in and says, we already paskin for you. We didn't get there yet, but we already paskin for you. You got to wait between milchix and fleshix. Therefore, he says, "I boso tchila afilu b'netila v'kinuch osagi atzud achita." El alav, it must be it was given a tchila. So therefore, the case of Agar was also the milchix first and the fleshix later. Because otherwise, why'd you get involved with Netila Shadayim? If you have to wait 6 hours, I assume in those 6 hours, you'll wash your hands many times. Especially if you want to avoid catching the flu during the flu season. Yeah, it's a good idea. So that the kasha is, why did you not see the difference. Rav Yitzchak was eating the milchiks first and then the fleishiks. The answer is, there's no difference between the two. But I answered, I would like to add to the taste. It doesn't say that. In the Loshon, you'll see different. Why? Because he throws in, since everybody knows you have to wait in between the two, so obviously he's not being accurate telling what you have to do. But you have to wait also 6 hours. Therefore, it must be that Agra is talking about a case where you don't have to wait 6 hours, where you ate what? The milch is first. Therefore, they started up with Rabbi Yitzchak. And I would like to answer differently, because notice, they criticize Rabbi Yitzchak because lo Moshe Yodei. Didn't speak about Kinuach HaPeh. The lo Moshe Yodei means there was be'en, milch and fresh. It makes no difference whether you eat milch first and fresh then. If you're going to have the milch on your hands, then eat fresh. It's just as bad having fresh on your hands than eating milch. You worry about the admixture, physical admixture. I have butter fat on my hands. So what good does it do, right, that I'm going to go ahead, I'll rinse my mouth. I left the mouth out of the picture. Talk only about Moshe Yodei. So Moshe Yodei is to avoid actual mamoshes admixture of milchus and fleishiks. If you worry about the admixture, it makes no difference whether the milchus came first or the fleishiks came first. People, you understand? That's double. To me, that's double portrait. Tosfos throws in something which is not fair. Because up to now, I don't know about waiting anything. Mama didn't discuss anything about waiting yet. It comes in the next time. It's hard to say that was a pshat on the incident. Okay, now comes Rabbeinu Tam. Here we enter into the Minhogim. Rabbeinu Tam aforish, v'chein halachos gnolos, the ochal boso also lechul gvina, haino below netila, below kinuach, avo b'netila v'kinuach, shori, right? No problem. If ochal gvina, muto lechul boso below netila v'kinuach, umarokpo, the ochal atzuda achita, haino below netila v'kinuach. Okay, introducing now, we finished with Agro. Introducing now Rabbi Tam Shita. That while we're going to discuss how long you have to wait, that's only if you didn't rinse your mouth and you didn't wash your hands, right? But if you wash your hands and use a toothbrush right after a fish meal, you can have coffee and cream right after. Just make a break, seven inning stretch between your main dish and your coffee, no problem. Okay, that's the one. Right, did you mention eat? That's the miyad, right? There you see utuusha kosher, right? Ma po hoch Rav Yitzchak, right? Mitzoch lomar, here comes to what the tellers that I gave, but he modified. The lochel at sud achita haina below netila v'kinuach. I'm sorry, sorry. Ulpiushu kosher, ma po chacharav Yitzchak, right? Soch lomul pirushu. According to Rabbi Tam, the only objection to Rabbi Yitzchak would be the linyan tila shadayim ein chiluk bein bosa tchila legvina tchila or legabe kinur davka yesh chiluk. Very, very hard to understand that one.